You know, Christmas time and the holidays are a wonderful time to be able to review things that happened to us when you were younger. Like, I'm really old, and so I was obviously much younger. And I used to raise, my wife and I raised three beautiful young men. And many of them came to visit this Christmas. And it's been an incredible blessing to watch my sons and their wives bring their children along in the basic precepts of life. Watching my sons and their wives encourage their children to become appropriate in their actions and in their words. You know, that's what we do when we're forming our family. We teach them the basic tenets of civilization and of propriety and how to live in this world and by learning how to live in our own family. One of the most appropriate things to teach a child is how to keep a promise. How to keep a promise, right? How to tell the truth. Because teaching someone to tell the truth and keeping a promise are very much correlated. You say you're going to do something, you do it. Now, we are human, and at times things get out of control, and what we thought we might be able to certainly do, so we promised it. Sometimes, because of things that happen in the world, we might not be able to actually fulfill it. So an honest person goes to the person they promised to and say, you know what, honey, I'm sorry. I know I promised that to you, but you know, the economy is much less than we talked about, and we just can't make this happen at this time. So you, in honesty, come back and you straighten out your promise. Our God in heaven, God the Father, He is a man of promises. He's also an entity of truth, the source of all truth. He is pure light, pure love, and pure knowledge, and pure truth. And when God the Father gives a promise, it's something that you and I need to learn to count on. And I think for me, this is just me personally, I've been lied to a lot in my life. I think probably you all have. I live in a family right now where that doesn't happen very much at all. But when I was growing up, people would say things and it wouldn't be true. Or at the office, people would promise things. It wouldn't come out to be true. A customer would say they would do this and they wouldn't do that. We all know what it's like to be disappointed in that. And it's in that sort of jaded nature that we get that I think we learn to lose the power and the joy of receiving a promise. For when our God in heaven gives us a promise, we can take it to the bank. This, no one, no thing, no entity has the even beginnings of ability to make it such that God the Father cannot fulfill His promises. So when God the Father said to Abraham, I'm going to make your family as many as the stars in the heaven. Well, there's billions of followers today. And he kept his promise. Abram has billions of family members who call him the Father. That he is the beginning. So God the Father was true to his promise. God the Father also, through his prophets, prophesied that we would receive a Savior. That we would receive a Savior that would redeem us and would give us the ability to go forward and to be able to get beyond ourselves and become what God the Father created us to be. Well, He did it. We just celebrated that reality last week with the birth of Jesus Christ. The Redeemer has arrived. The promise has been kept. So my brothers and sisters, what I need to do in this season is to remind myself that when I hear the promises of God, I'm not hearing the promises of a mortal person. I'm not hearing a promise that can possibly go wrong. I'm not hearing a promise that he might go, well, honey, things changed. Not with God the Father. They are absolute. And that kind of absolute truth and security is rare in our lives. Very rare. So on this Sunday, Holy Family Sunday, Let's you and I remind ourselves that when God the Father tells us that if we will have faith in Him and His Son, that and if we live a life that is a sacramental life, and we become as much like His Son as possible, and that we can control, we will have eternal life with Him. And so no matter what is going on, no matter what we're afraid of, no matter what health scare is potentially on the horizon, one of the worst things that happens these days is they tell you, oh, by the way, you might have something. But when will we find out? 6 months, you know. We'll get those tests back in 4 months. What? It's that kind of stuff can draw huge anxiety. My brothers and sisters, God's promise is if we live a life like Christ, we have the promise of returning to Him and everything will be okay. Maybe not necessarily perfectly as we see it in this world, but it certainly will get us to the promised land. It certainly will get us to why we were even created in the first place. So you and I, as fathers and as mothers and as children, we need to be able to embrace the promises of the Father and count on them. For they are not mortal promises. They are eternal, divine promises. And let us take that promise and let it fill us with joy. Let it fill us with perspective that no matter what's going on in our life, this is the end goal. This is the goal line. And it's where we need to go. So as we celebrate this Holy Family, remind ourselves at breakfast or at lunch today of God's promise to your family. And remind yourself of the promises that you made to God about your family. Like you would raise them in the faith. You would encourage them to know the one true God. That you would hold them up and let them see the example of a follower of Christ in you and in I. Let's embrace this Holy Family and let's keep our promise as our Lord in heaven does. May God continue to bless you.